Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. White House National Security Spokesperson John Kirby said a proposal from Hamas militants on a Gaza ceasefire for hostages and a deal certainly within the bounds of what is possible and expressed cautious optimism.
I would say the proposal that was put forward is certainly within the bounds of, in broad brushstrokes, within the bounds of the deal that we've been working on now for several months.
President Biden is supporting Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who sharply criticized Israel's prime minister Thursday while calling for new elections. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
President Biden is backing the Senate's top Democrat after Chuck Schumer called for new elections in Israel. Schumer blistered Israel's leader.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way,
saying Israel has lost global support as Palestinian casualties grow during its offensive in Gaza.
He made a good speech, and I think he expressed a serious concern shared not only by him, but by many Americans.
The president's backing is the latest sign the U.S. relationship with Israel is heading toward a fracture amid the Gaza war. The latest challenge is Israel's plan to go after Hamas in Rafah, where Palestinians have clustered to avoid fighting elsewhere. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels has targeted a tanker in the Red Sea, but the ship's crew was unharmed. It was the latest in the rebels' campaign against stripping over Israel's ongoing war on Hamas. In the Gaza Strip, the British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center initially reported the ship had been struck by a missile.